Welcome to the hashtag Being Me podcast series, a story of a gay Indian man on his journey to self-acceptance. He wants to share his story to create awareness of what some gay people go through. He hopes that by sharing his life experiences and bringing them to life through this podcast series, that someone may be moved and reminded that you are not alone. The full podcast is available free on ecr.co.za under podcasts or from Apple Podcasts. Simply search hashtag being me.
Let's take a step back and talk about the bully, Kevin. I'll call him Kevin because I don't really want to reveal his real name. Or maybe I should. Anyway, I'll never forget the time where I was probably about 8 or 9 years old at this time. And for some reason, he convinced me to tie my shoelaces together and walk in a huge pile of mud. And I don't know why I agreed to it. I don't know whether it was fear, or maybe because I just wanted to impress him. I don't know. It sounds really stupid, but I did it. And if I thought that was bad, things started getting very hectic when he called me over to his house with three other friends, and we sat around and we watched some pretty explicit videos stored on his parents' VCR. I'm giving away my age here, but yeah, at that time we were using VCRs. And I remember sitting on that bed, and the rooms just smelled like cigarettes and old man perfume. And I watched it, and he had this weird smile on his face, smiled to me, and he looked at me, and he told me that he enjoyed watching me watch it. And he asked if I was having fun, and I said, nervously, I said yes. It was at that point, it was this instance that changed me forever. When he forced me to get on my knees and drink his own, he peed in a cup and forced me to drink it. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was doing at that point. I was heartbroken. I was humiliated. Not to mention the fact that there was three other boys around me watching me drink this warm cup of shit. And it was at that point that I realized that I'm different. I don't know whether it was that instance that made me gay, or whether I was just, as a popular brand says, born with it. I don't know. But what surprises me is that Kevin is now married. He's married with a wife, and he's carrying around this heavy secret with him. A secret that no one will know. And if anyone had to find out, it would probably change his life forever. Just like how he did mine's.
You've been listening to the hashtag Being Me podcast series. You can follow the journey on social media by searching for the hashtag. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join us for the next episode of Hashtag Being Me, weekdays at 2:26 p.m., right here on East Coast Radio. Thank you for listening.